Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, welcome into the happy hour. 5 o'clock is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr., of course, down at Petco Park. He and Jesse Agler will be calling tonight's game between the Padres and the Rockies. Game two of 162 for this 23 season. Things did not get off to a good start for the Friars last night. Beaten by C.J. Cron and the Rockies 7-2. I don't think anybody liked my reference earlier in the show, Scraby, to the fact that CJ was in the Crone zone.
I didn't hear that. I don't like that either.
You don't like it either, right? Because it's the Crone zone belongs to Jake.
Oh, I think I was out of the room pushing some buttons in the back.
I think people were a little bit perturbed that
I'm perturbed that you said that.
CJ was in the Crone zone last
night.
No,
stop saying it.
4 hits, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. He had a pretty good game. Padres went 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position, and the bullpen coughed up 6 runs once Blake Snell left the game. So it did not go the Friars' way on opening night. We'll see what happens this evening. Xander Bogaerts, who had 3 hits last night, will be in the leadoff spot tonight, followed by Juan Soto and Manny Machado. Nelson Cruz gets his first start of the year in the cleanup spot. The real Crone zone, Jake Cronenworth, will be batting 5th. Austin Nola, who is our Friar Friday interview. We'll hear from Austin Nola in just a little bit. Ha-Seong Kim will bat 7th. Trent Grisham hits 8th tonight. And Jose Azokar gets his first start of the year, batting 9th in right field against Rockies left-hander Kyle Freeland. Evidently, Manny Machado and Xander Bogaerts, both arriving at the ballpark tonight in San Diego State, Kawhi Leonard gear?
Yeah, if you want to go to 97.3's Twitter, 97.3TheFanSD, you could see a picture of Manny Machado warming up in the Kawhi Leonard basketball jersey.
I love that. A little cross-promotion
there.
I mean,
Manny is, with his 11-year contract on top of what he's already
done. He's Mr. San Diego now.
He is a San Diegan.
He's got to be Mr. San Diego
now. I love that he's embraced it, and I love that these guys are paying attention to what's going on and what's important to their fans.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about Xander Bogaerts, a guy who's from where?
Netherlands?
Netherlands, or played for the Netherlands.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
So I always forget where Xander's from. I don't think it's from the Netherlands.
He's not Dutch?
Profar's from Curacao.
He is from Curacao.
But Xander's...
Aruba.
Aruba, that's right. I knew it was somewhere, one of those islands somewhere in the Caribbean.
But, I've never been to Aruba.
My point is if he's from Aruba, it's not like he grew up with the Final Four.
No.
And I think it shows a lot that he's new to his city, and he shows up to the Padre game tonight wearing Aztec gear.
I love it.
Ahead of the Aztecs' Final Four appearance tomorrow. That's very cool of the Padre big-time star players to do that tonight. Padres will be wearing their City Connect uniforms because it is Friday night. You got to stick with
your
tradition.
I was wondering about that last night, and it's still ongoing.
Yeah, it's ongoing and should be ongoing because I think the City Connects were a big hit last year. So they'll have the City Connects on, and hopefully they'll get back to the break-even mark and even the record up at 1-1. We want to remind everybody that with the Aztecs going into the Final Four, tomorrow is the day.
Yes.
Right? And we are going to be broadcasting live from 1 to 3 o'clock tomorrow at Senior Grubby's. Ben Higgins and myself are going to be on the air, but Scraby is going to be there. Braden Surprenant is going to be there. The coach, John Cantara, is going to be there. A cast of thousands will all be there tomorrow.
A cast of thousands.
Make sure you show up between 1 and 3 for the program. Stick around. We're all going to hang out and watch the game with all of you tomorrow.
Which is worth coming down for, or going there for, because then you get to see Chris sweat it out the entire time.
Oh, my God, I will be sweating it out. Senior Grubby's in Carlsbad, 377 Carlsbad Village Drive. Broadcast, Ben and myself from 1 to 3. Aztecs Final Four matchup against Florida Atlantic starts at 3 o'clock. And we'll be there watching the game. Specials include $2 tacos and $12 beer buckets with four beers per bucket.
Nice.
Nice deal. That is all tomorrow at Senior Grubby's in Carlsbad. Make sure you are with us for the 97.3 The Fan Aztec Watch Party tomorrow afternoon. I mean, I don't want to say it like this, but this could be a once-in-a-lifetime shot. I mean, because we discussed this yesterday, how tough it is just to get to the Final Four.
Yeah.
There's 363 teams in college basketball. Now there are four left. The odds of that happening aren't exactly great, especially when you're a mid-major team like San Diego State. So
that soon will be a Power 5
team. We hope so. We hope so. And I think we will be. But I'm just saying that the odds of getting to the Final Four, it's not easy to do. And I hope that this isn't a once-in-a-lifetime thing. But if it is, I plan to enjoy as much of it as I possibly can.
Now, is there any thought in your mind, if they make it to the championship game, that you're going to be flying to Houston for the game?
There was thought in my mind that I would fly for the Final Four. And then I saw the prices. And that was the end of that idea.
So you now you're really for the championship.
It was really funny. It was really funny on...
Because you could probably get a media pass for these things because you are get a in media, San Diego.
I potentially could get a media pass. I kind of a cursory employee of the San Diego State basketball team.
You are.
Be it on the women's
you
side.
You work for the university.
But I don't think I'm going to go down there. I'm just going to let it to my friends and a bunch of alums that I know that are all going down there. We, on Sunday, after the Aztecs defeated Creighton, we got a couple of texts from people, you know, congratulations, I'm sure Chris is excited, et cetera, et cetera. We might have a line on tickets if you'd like to, you know, think about going to the games in the Final Four. So my wife and I thought, all right, we'll look it up. We called up, like, one airline. It was like $700.
Wait, you called them? Or you just didn't
well,
go
you know
online?
What I mean. We called it up.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, I said called it up as
oh,
in.
Oh, I thought you said called up. Okay, no, I missed that key word of it.
Yeah, we called it up online, and it was like $700 a ticket or something to get down to Houston from San Diego. And then my wife got a text from somebody, or she did something different. And then we came back to the airline price like a few minutes later.
Yeah.
And it was $1,000.
What?
It was as if the minute that the Aztecs qualified for the Final Four, somebody decided to raise the flight prices from San Diego to Houston from about $700 to $1,000.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
It sounded like a gouge a move crazy. To me. And I also figured that the hotels, et cetera, are quite expensive down there. So it's not that I shouldn't just lay out every bit of money I've ever saved to go see this game.
Oh, I just found a flight for you.
You did.
$478.
$478 now.
On Spirit Airlines.
Oh, forget that. that's not a flight. That's a sentence.
That's an experience.
That's
really
a
is.
Sentence. I don't
it's
know if you've
experience.
Been.
It's an experience.
Yeah, I don't know if you've been on that airline
one time,
recently.
One time.
You know what? Everybody does it one time.
Yeah,
that's pretty
exactly.
much it. You do it one time, and you're like, I'm never doing that again.
It was the only flight I could take home, and then I showed up to the gate. You have to pay to print your boarding pass. I'm like, what is happening over
here?
Yeah,
it's a debacle.
575?
Here's my main reason why I don't want to go to the Final Four.
You want to watch it on TV?
No, I want to be able to see the game. I mean, they're playing in a football stadium. I mean, there might be 70,000 people at the game on Saturday tomorrow. But
I heard 72.
All right, 72,000. Of those 72,000, only about 5,000 will actually be able to see the basketball floor.
You know,
the other 60,000 are just going to be able to tell people I was there.
Yeah.
And I don't really feel like being one of those people. I mean, to me, the Aztecs are in the Final Four. I really want to focus in and be able to see every minute of this game.
But the Final Four tickets themselves are cheaper than usual.
The tickets are affordable. And I was talking about having fun, you know, making fun of the prices. I wouldn't mind paying. It's not that I'm, you know, miserly.
I know you're not, no.
It's just I really want to be able to see the game. And so will I go Monday? No. I will be here Monday, and I will be so excited. It'll be impossible to contain me. go ahead.
No, just,
that's okay.
That was just really funny how you put that. And I have forgotten. So
there are four guys on ESPN.com who think that I will be so excited that I will be hard to contain.
Oh, those are your best friends right
those
now.
Those are they're not really my best friends because unless they're right. If they turn out to be right, then they'll be my best friends. But the four college basketball experts for ESPN.com all picked the Aztecs to beat Florida Atlantic tomorrow. One guy said the tempo will be a big factor. San Diego State rarely allows teams to get out in transition. Another guy says one thing that's really good is that the Aztecs can guard Florida Atlantic's four perimeter players. Mensa can protect the rim. Another guy talks about your guy Mensa, says that he's blocked 18% of his opponent's two-point attempts during the tournament. He's been an absolute force. The Aztecs offensively have only put up 266 points in 268 possessions. So offense is certainly an overarching concern. Joe Lunardi says, we saw it again in the South Region Final, that the tortoise will impose its will on the hare. The Aztecs being the tortoise, being the slowdown team.
I feel like they're actually...
Creighton being the hare. Okay. And the Aztecs ended up winning. Lunardi says it doesn't guarantee victory, but it dramatically ups the chances of the more methodical team. So I can only hope Joe Lunardi knows what he's talking about.
I think he overthought that one.
Why?
I don't know. That seems a little bit of a stretch.
A stretch. Here's the thing. If the Aztecs offensively are doing anything in the game tomorrow,
they'll win.
They're gonna win handily.
If Lamont Butler, my number three, the countdown moment, if he comes to play like he has been.
Yeah, but he did the other day against Creighton. He had 18 points. Nobody else came along for the ride. They need offense. They
Matt
need Bradley,
Bradley needs to step up.
They need Seiko. They need Parrish. Those three guys combined to score 2 points in the Creighton game, and they still won. So just if these guys bring anything to the table tomorrow and the Aztecs can score into the 70s, their defense should be enough to get them through to the championship game.
I would think so. The one good thing I think the Aztecs have going for them that doesn't have to do with any of the numbers on the floor is that FAU is the Cinderella team, and Cinderella teams have their end at some point. I can't call them a Cinderella team.
No.
So if FAU, I mean, usually these teams end up petering out before the championship.
I hope you're right, but
I'm just trying.
You're trying to think of something. I mean, the Aztecs are not a Cinderella, but they're certainly a surprise to be there as well. We'll see. It's going to be a day that I will remember forever. I know that because I was just watching this women's Final Four game tonight. And I'm used to watching two teams that I
don't
watch
have any
on TV.
Rooting interest for.
LSU and Virginia Tech. These are two teams that I only watch on television. They're playing in the Final Four. Tomorrow, my school is actually playing in a Final Four. It's just like, that's the thing that I can hardly get past that.
He has been saying this in the break. He's just like, it'll be quiet in here. I'm doing something on the computer. And he goes, can you believe that San Diego State's in the Final Four?
I know. I know I'm speaking for a lot of people.
No, you are.
You
definitely are. You definitely are.
I mean, it's been 6 days. You think I'd be used to it by now, but I'm still not.
No, you shouldn't get used to it because this is fun. Do you think, because I was reading Mark Ziegler's article earlier today about how they got to Houston, they got to check out the court, they got to check out the building, and a couple of the guys said it's going to be a little bit different because there's no, I guess they look for vantage points in the stadium or something.
Well, sight lines.
Sight lines, that's what it was.
Yeah, shooting sight lines are really tough.
But they don't have them because it's such a big stadium that there's nothing behind the basket.
Yeah.
Do you think that's an actual thing?
I think it's definitely an actual thing. Teams in the Final Four have not shot the ball well in recent years.
That's why they've added a practice.
A couple of practices to try to get these teams a little more familiar and feel more comfortable in these surroundings. I'm just hoping that whatever causes the, like Brian Dutcher said, he goes, we don't shoot it that well anyway. So he goes, hopefully it won't affect us, but hopefully it'll affect Florida Atlantic. That's a team that shoots a lot of deep, you know, shots, and hopefully they will have trouble finding the range.
And the Aztecs,
can only hope.
We've talked about it many times. They're really good at defending the three, and they've run into a lot of really good shooting teams, and they've been able to.
Yeah.
Their defense has been able to pull them through.
Well, we're going to hope for one more tomorrow. All right, the Virginia Tech LSU game, by the way, in the women's Final Four, they have just started the second half. Virginia Tech is currently in the midst of a 16-0 run going back to the end of the first half. Virginia Tech was down by 9. Now the Hokies are up by 7. It is Virginia Tech 39, LSU 32. Kim Mulkey, your new favorite women's basketball coach,
she's looking a little bit fun to watch.
She's fun to watch. She's looking a little perturbed at the moment as her team has fallen behind by seven later on, which should be a really interesting game to watch, South Carolina against Iowa. All right, we're going to check some traffic. When we come back, our Friar Friday interview with Padres catcher Austin Nola. Don't miss it as Gwen and Chris continues.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
5:21 is the time. Welcome back. Gwen and Chris wrapping things up on a Friar Friday, getting ready for Padre baseball. Pre-game show Sam Levitt starts in about 20 minutes. Before we get to that, Tony Gwynn Jr. and I spent some time with Austin Nola today, our Friar Friday interview here. Going to give you a chance to listen to that. One more reminder tomorrow, Final Four viewing party at Senior Grubby's. That's right, it's not Senior Grubby's. It's Senior Grubby's.
Is it?
I don't know.
No, I think it's Senior.
I think it's Senior.
Okay, we're going to ask
We're going to find out tomorrow. Yeah. 377 Carlsbad Village Drive. It's just off the 5. Come on out and join us. Ben Higgins and I will be broadcasting. Scraby will be there. Braden Coach will be there. Well, I'll be there to not only give you the show from 1 to 3, but we'll be hanging around to watch the Aztecs and Florida Atlantic tomorrow in the Final Four. If it sounds like I'm saying Aztecs in the Final Four more than I should, it's just because I really like this the way it sounds.
I only got a couple more days left
to be able to say it exactly.
But then you'll be able to say the Aztecs in the national championship game.
Yes, well, we can only hope, Scraby. We can only hope. We don't need to check any traffic here. We just need to get to our visit, our Friar Friday visit, as it were, with catcher Austin Nola. And it is our first Friar Friday interview of the new season, and we're very happy to be joined by Padres catcher Austin Nola here on Gwen and Chris. And I guess, first of all, Austin, how are you, and how did you make it back so quickly? It's a remarkable story.
Yeah, I feel it was a quick healing. Just very thankful to be back on the field. It was when it happened, I thought it could have been a lot worse, but very thankful that I was able to get back this quick.
Austin, talk about the challenges this spring training. I mean, it seems like you've had a different challenge every spring training this year, the WBC. So you're not quite getting the same amount of time with the guys, the rotation, some of the bullpen guys that you have been in the past because of it. Talk about the challenges of that this spring.
Yeah, we didn't get to catch a lot of the guys that were, you know, but that's a good thing that we had got so many guys in WBC. It means we have really good pitchers and good players as well. So, you know, it's a give or take for that. But we got plenty of games during the season. And they got a chance, you know, it's a lot of the same guys from last year. So knowing them and just continue talking about what they want to work on and what they're continuing to improve upon is important.
Austin, talk a little bit about that. Your preparation each day in, day out with a different pitcher. I imagine, you know, you've been doing this for a while now. It's not necessarily a difficult thing to do, but talk a little bit about, you know, the amount of work that goes into preparing for each start and trying to go through in your mind exactly what kinds of things each pitcher likes to do.
Yeah, it's a work in progress every day, and it's something to be built upon. I think it's just building as the year goes on, because it's just not going to be perfect right now. And we hope that as we build and we grow and we continue to be with each other, talk to the pitchers and understand what they're trying to do and, you know, how they, you know, go through certain situations and time. That's where it's really going to pay off later in the season. But we just know that we have to go through some of those growing pains and go through that time right now to get to that. So it's important that we keep that mindset.
Austin Nola joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet. I can't remember what it
is.
Premier
Chevrolet.
There you go. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Austin Nola joins us. And Austin, you know, you often you and I get a chance to talk a little bit of offense, but it's not something that, you know, you put most of your time towards. You are focused in on making sure the pitchers are where they need to be. But you had a good spring this year. You really had a very simplistic approach at the plate, and you saw some good results. Was that something of a change for you this year, or was just better rhythm to getting yourself ready for this season?
Yeah, it was just a lot of focus on, you know, rhythm and timing, tempo through the swing, just kind of keep it simple, but, you know, control the controllables, like me and you talked about. They're just important to do those little things, but we tend to ignore them and try to make swing changes and everything when it's just simple of just rhythm and timing and getting your tempo and direction through the ball. And yeah. I think that's just been the focus, and continue to build on that. I think that's what hitting really is.
Awesome. We're only one game into the season, but I'm just curious, are you guys already locked into the day-to-day routine of the season, or is there still some carryover enthusiasm about how good this season can be, and how are you going to focus day-to-day amidst the excitement that everybody's got going on in San Diego, and I'm sure you guys have in that clubhouse?
Yeah, the game, it's one day at a time, one game at a time, one pitch, and that's how we're going to take it. I mean, it's easy to get your head wrapped around the next 10 games, 20, 30, you know, month, but we just keep it that game to game, let the atmosphere be in the present where we're here in this beautiful ballpark. And then, you know, as we travel, it's where our head's got to be, is in that game and that pitch.
Well, how I mean, obviously getting hit in the face is always going to be scary. Did that ball not catch you completely square? Because from our vantage point watching down, it looked like you were able to kind of sneak out of the way a little bit, but you obviously broke your nose. It could have been a lot worse. Did it not catch you flush?
It didn't catch me in the cheek or the jaw. It hit me flush right in the nose, the top of the nose, that bone right there. I already had a big bone right there, and it squared me up, and it, you know, broke that bone, but it didn't hit me anywhere in the cheek or the jaw, which I was very thankful. It just kind of got that nose part the top of my nose, that nasal bone.
Let me ask you about the new pitch track situation. I saw that Ohtani last night for the Angels called his own pitches from the mound. Are you still getting used to that? Tell us a little bit as much as you can. The fans, I don't think any of us totally understand how this works. Because when you're pushing a button on your, where is it, on the side of your leg that you keep this thing? I've never totally figured it all out.
Yeah, the pitch com. I have it on my knee, and then the pitchers have it on their belt or wherever they want to have it. And we can just kind of communicate through that with what pitches and locations that we want.
Now, have you
quite
ever...
What's that?
I'm sorry. I was just saying, have you ever, like, pushed like every single button and had the pitcher just turn them all down?
Yeah, I've had it before last year. Yeah,
Austin.
Sometimes you forget a button. You're like, oh, I got this button, and you hit all the buttons, and you're like, wait, I've hit every button, but you forget, oh, no, I forgot one button, and that was the pitch.
Austin, we oftentimes, especially with these new rules, have focused in on the pitcher and on the hitter. What has it been like for you behind the dish? Not only from a pitch clock standpoint, but from the bases, right? It seems like there's a little more activity going on back there. And I having talked to you, I know that's led to some adjustments for you behind the plate.
Yeah, it's a quicker, for sure, quicker game. Got to get the pitch in, got to get the sign from the manager for what we're doing with the run game. It's a definitely quicker pace. It's get the ball back to the pitcher, check the manager, see what he's got, and then go to the pitcher, give him the pitch.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.